My earliest recollection of trying to play a musical instrument was when I joined the Boys Brigade. I was still at school and found the thought of mucking around with a cornet, French horn or euphonium quite exciting. However, I had no idea just how difficult it would be to get any sound at all from such instruments, let alone anything that sounded vaguely musical. The battered cornet I was given and I were banished to the topmost unused and freezing part of our house. In an old overcoat many sizes too big, with a bemused mongrel dog as my only companion, I tried my hardest. When eventually noises were forthcoming, the dog assumed I was ill, or was trying to communicate some heart-rending sad tale, and howled loudly in sympathy. An hour of this racket was always too much for my father, who would bang a brush handle on the ceiling below, and shout threats up the stairs. After barely a week of practising, the bandmaster insisted that I march to church with the rest of them, while blowing the cornet. When I protested that I couldn't play, I was told to mime. I felt very guilty and was sure I'd be found out for impersonating a musician. But it was okay. I managed to time the ballooning of my cheeks to coincide with the parts that I thought I should be playing. Later that same evening, I was afforded my usual weekly ration of pop music, glued to the old black-and-white television in the front room. Inevitably, flickering images of the performer's long hair, outrageous clothes and stage antics, not to mention the pounding beat, got too much for Father, and he had to put them out of their misery, as he put it. "Terrible racket," he muttered as he pulled the plug. "They're only miming, you know." I learned a lot from my father.